Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org. Additional support comes from the Jackson Laboratory, researching the root causes of cancer and other genetic diseases, designated a cancer center by the National Cancer Institute, JAX.org.
Storylines for the vanquished Lakers. How about Golden franchise sheds grit to dismay of glittering fans, or better, Hollywood shocked by horror show as champions turn thug? Now let's look east. OK needs extra rounds to KO Memphis, and we haven't even gotten to the grand if tortured metaphor expressing what happens when age tangles with youth in overtime or any time. Who can stand the heat? The action in the current NBA postseason has been an advertisement for the game. Perhaps it has also confirmed the good judgment of fans who pay scant attention to the NBA until the playoffs. The long regular season determined very little, whereas some of the confrontations in the postseason have been decisive, as when Boston swept New York and Miami thumped Philadelphia 4-1. A lot of the rest of the matchups have reminded fans of what fun a best-of-7-game series can be. But wait, there's been more. The failure of Los Angeles to win even a game against Dallas, and the frustration evident when two Lakers committed fouls serious enough to get them ejected from the final game of that series, while the Mavericks were lobbing in three-pointers as if they were free throws, provided the sort of what-a-falling-off-was-there melodrama that captures the attention of people who don't know hang time from halftime. The same can be said of the Miami-Boston series, albeit for different reasons. The Celtics are Boston, tradition, and old. The Heat is Florida and young, which sounds counterintuitive, but never mind. It's an oversimplification, but it's the sort of oversimplification that attracts interest. Then, for fans who insist that a good series must go the distance, there has been the Memphis-Oklahoma City matchup. Game 4 went the distance plus 3 overtimes, and the series would seem likely to exhaust both teams before it ends. And then there's suspense. In a sports world characterized by haves continuing to have, as everybody else scrambles for the crumbs and promises to try to do better, the NBA postseason seems poised to provide, well, that's the great thing, isn't it? Who knows?